Now, Psalm 1, a very famous chapter, the part that I want to focus on is this right there at the beginning when he says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Now, oftentimes sermons that are preached from this passage focus on the negative part, which is something that needs to be preached. You know, we ought not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of the scornful. But on the flip side, he tells us in verse number 2, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." And the end result is found in verse 3 when he says, "He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Pretty much in verse 3 there, you find everything that you want to achieve in the Christian life. I mean, this is a great promise right here. If all of these things that are found in verse 3 would come upon you, you would be the happiest of men or the happiest of ladies. He says you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. God wants us to bring forth fruit. This is talking about, of course, you know, reproducing yourself, winning people to Christ, bringing forth fruit unto God. He says you'll bring forth fruit. He says your leaf will not wither. And he says whatsoever you do shall prosper. And who wouldn't want everything that they do to prosper? So this is a great promise. And God tells us the formula here for how to get there. And I think that the key is found in verse 2. Obviously, we need to cleanse ourselves from the sin and the bad friends and all the things that are mentioned in verse number 1. But he says that our delight in verse 2 is going to have to be in the law of the Lord. And he says, "And in his law doth he meditate day and night." Turn, if you would, to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We'll come back to Psalms in a little bit, but go to 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. He said that we should meditate on the Word of God day and night. Love it. Delight in it. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, in verse number 3, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal." They're not physical. They're not fleshly is what he's saying there. "But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God." And look at this next phrase. "And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." And so God is telling us it's very important what goes on in our mind. He says the successful Christian, the one where everything he does prospers, that he brings forth fruit in his season. And that's a pattern of bringing forth fruit. Just like a tree that just every fall, like clockwork, would produce fruit. He says, you can be planted. You can be established. You can be rooted and grounded and firmly rooted in the things of God, to where you'll just constantly be bringing forth fruit in your season. Everything you do will prosper. He said, if you'll meditate in the Word of God night and day. God says here that we should bring every thought into captivity. Every thought into the obedience of Christ. And so we need to meditate upon God's Word day and night. Turn, if you would, to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1 in the Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua chapter number 1. Joshua 1, another famous verse. The Bible says in Joshua 1, verse 8, this is Joshua at the very beginning of his ministry. He's just taken over from Moses, and God is trying to strengthen him and encourage him and help him to be able to do the great task that has before him. It says, "This book of the law," Joshua 1, 8, "shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." So again, God tells us that success is going to come through meditating on God's Word. Having God's Word in our mouth, in our heart, continually, day and night. God's Word is what's going to help us prosper as Christians. Now, I want to talk tonight about meditating on God's Word, about memorizing God's Word, about having God's Word in your heart and in your mind, to where every thought is taken captive by the Word of God, and to where this is what we think about all day long. And this is what consumes us. And we meditate therein day and night. But the first thing we're going to need, and if you turn to Psalm 119, the first thing you need is you have to love God's Word. Now, you're never going to be able to meditate on God's Word day and night. You're never going to be able to hide God's Word in your heart if you don't love it. He said His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth he meditate day and night. Now, let's just face it. You're not going to think about something all day long. You're not going to read your Bible for a substantial amount of time in 2011. You're not going to do a ton of Bible memory if you don't love God's Word. You have to love it. And I think the hardest part about memorizing God's Word for most people is just the discipline to do it. I mean, the discipline to read it. The discipline to memorize it. But the thing is, if you love it, if you learn to delight in it, then it will become a joy to read your Bible. Then it would become a joy to memorize the Bible. And that's where it's really got to start. You're never going to memorize a substantial amount of Bible. You're not going to memorize Matthew 28. You're not going to memorize other chapters. And you're not going to read the Bible cover to cover, you know, four times this year unless you love it. Unless you delight in it. And David said over and over in the book of Psalms, he said, "Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation night and day." You see how if you love it, you're going to meditate upon it. You're going to think about it. He said that his words were sweet to his mouth. He said, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. But in Psalm 119, there's a whole chapter here, and it's the longest chapter in the Bible. It has 176 verses, and it's all about the Word of God. And every single verse mentions something about God's Word, something about the Bible, by various names. He said in verse 97, I just quoted this one, "Oh, how love I thy law, it is my meditation night all the day." Now, all throughout this chapter, he used the word meditate exactly seven times. And he uses it twice in this section for the letter M. Does your Bible break it down into groups of eight verses, right, where it has the Hebrew letters, Aleph, Beth, and so forth? Well, I like this one because it's under mem. I think of it as mem for memorize, because it's a good portion on Bible memorization. Look at verse 97. It says, "Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers. For thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way." So here, God is telling us that the key to understanding, the key to knowledge, the key to good success, as he told Joshua, the key to whatsoever you do prospering, the key to bringing forth fruit in your season, the key to being planted and firmly rooted in the house of God, being firmly rooted in what you believe, all of these things all pivot on one thing: meditating on God's Word. Loving the Bible, delighting in it, reading it, studying it, meditating on it, memorizing it. And yet today, so many people take Bible reading and it's just a small part of their day. Now, some people don't read the Bible at all, and that's a shame, because the Bible says that we should read therein all the days of our life in the book of Deuteronomy. And Jesus was constantly rebuking the scribes and Pharisees, saying, "Well, have you not read?" You know, we ought to be reading the Bible on a daily basis, but we shouldn't just get up in the morning, read a few chapters, and then just put it away. It needs to be with us all day long. We should be meditating on it day and night. We should be thinking about it. We should be chewing on it, digesting it. And one of the best ways that we can do that is through memorizing the Bible. And I'm a strong believer in memorizing the Bible. That's why we do all these Bible memory things in the bulletin as we go. And I hope you don't just blow those off, but take that opportunity to learn the Bible and memorize it. You want what you do to prosper. You want to have good success. You want to bring forth fruit. You want to be a great soul winner. All of these things require you to delight in God's Word and meditate therein day and night. You say, "Well, you know, I can't do it." And turn to Colossians chapter 3. You say, "Well, I can't memorize it." I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That's what the Bible says. God wouldn't command us to do something that we can't do. God said that we should hide our word in His heart. God said that in Hebrews chapter 10, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them God, and they shall be my people. God tells us over and over again to meditate on it, to learn it, to study it, to keep it with us. David said, Thy commandments are ever with me. He said, I have more understanding than the ancients. He said, I understand more than my teachers because I meditate in Thy word day and night. And in Colossians chapter 3, let me turn there myself. Colossians chapter 3, we have a parallel passage with the famous verse in Ephesians 5:18. But in Colossians 3:16, it says, Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. You can compare this to Ephesians 5:18. You don't have to turn there. But it says, Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So in one place he said, Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Over here he said, Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. What is he showing you? The fullness of the Spirit is associated with having God's Word dwelling in you richly with all wisdom, because Jesus Christ said, The words that I say unto you, they are Spirit and they are life. And so God's Word dwelling inside of us is also going to be the key to the fullness of the Holy Spirit that the Bible talks so much about. And so on and on, I mean, how much more can I show you in the Bible that ought to motivate you to want to memorize God's Word, to learn it, to get it down in your heart, to let it sink in, to meditate upon it day and night. Now you say, you know, I don't have a gift for it, I don't have an ability to do it. You know, I personally don't believe that I have a gift for memorizing the Bible either. I struggle with it. It takes me, I'll just be honest with you, it probably takes me about, to learn a new verse, to learn a verse by memory, or to learn a few verses, I could probably learn about 3 or 4 verses in an hour. You know, I don't think that's exceptional, to spend an hour learning 3 or 4 verses. So I don't think I'm some kind of a, you know, savant here, where I just pick up the Bible and just... You know, I just know it. Like, I'm not one of these people that memorizes the phone book or something. It takes me an hour, literally, to learn just 3 or 4 verses. I mean, it takes me a long time. But it's the dedication to wanting to know the Bible, to loving the Bible. And you just have to do some soul searching today and say, you know, you've got all these books. And I don't know if you're a big reader. I'm a big reader. You know, you've got all these books. Which book are you going to choose to do the most reading? Do you just, and I know I've been guilty of this before, where I just took the Bible and just read a few obligatory chapters because I really wanted to get into something else. You know, and you got to just ask yourself, where is my delight? What is it that thrills me? What is it that I'm looking to read more than anything else? Would I rather, you know, am I just living for what's on TV or movies or what? I don't have a TV, thank God. But, you know, just other secular books or worldly books? Or is this my main book right here? Is this the main thing I think about? Is this the main thing I talk about? Go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Is this the delight of my soul, or is it just something that I just get out of the way every day because, well, I got to read my Bible. I have to read my Bible. And, you know, some days you may not be feeling delighting in God's Word. Yeah, read it. Just do it. You know, force yourself to do it. But you ought to get to a place where this is what you look forward to, where your Bible reading time isn't just a drudgery, but you want to read the Bible. And, you know, pray that God would help you. Pray that God would give you the desire for His Word. Pray that God would open your eyes and show you wondrous things out of His law. Because look, this is an amazing book. This is a powerful book. And if it's not amazing to you, the problem is not with the book. The problem is with you. Because the book here is powerful. I mean, it's filled with the Spirit. But look at Deuteronomy chapter 6. It says in verse 4, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And a lot of people stop there. But read the next verse. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Now that command there is just as much a command as thou shalt not steal or thou shalt not kill. He said these words shall be in your heart. He said before, thou shalt meditate therein day and night. God is commanding us to get His Word into our heart. He's commanding us to meditate on it day and night. We can't meditate on it day and night unless we have it memorized. Because you're not always going to have the Bible in front of you. When you're driving down the road, hopefully, you know, you're not doing that, you know, have the Bible out like that. Or when you're working, you're not going to have it out. But you can still have God's Word in your heart and in your mind. As He said over and over and over again. And so let me just give you some tips because I want to help you out with this in the new year. Because you should set some goals for yourself this new year, 2011. And make this the year when you really do some serious Bible memory. Now, if in the last, you know, 25 minutes of me talking about this, you haven't been motivated, then I don't know what to tell you. Because I show you all these great verses, talking about all the great blessings that can be achieved through this. But here are some tips on how to memorize the Bible. Okay? Because I firmly believe that anyone can do it. Anyone can memorize the Bible. For example, even people who've never tried to memorize any Bible, they have some verses memorized. Jesus wept. No, I'm just kidding. Everybody knows that verse, right? John 11:35. But honestly, my children, for example, I never taught them the verses that we use out soul winning, but they just know them because they've been out soul winning so much. I mean, they just pick it up. I mean, pretty much every person in this room, I'm sure, could quote Romans 3:23. Quote it out together. Romans 3:23. For
all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
I mean, pretty much everybody knows that verse. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But here's the thing. If you can memorize that verse, you can memorize another. And another, and another, and another. But it just takes work. It just takes motivation. And you say, well, I just, you know, my job requires me to think a lot. I got a lot of other stuff on my mind. Yeah, but you know what? You need to take some time each day and put everything else out of your mind. Push everything else out of your mind. Because, you know, I feel the same way. I've got all kinds of responsibilities with pastoring, with business, with family. And sometimes my mind is just racing and all these different things are in my mind. And a lot of times when I drive to California to do my job out there, I'll be driving. And the first few hours, I don't even think about doing anything or making a phone call. I mean, the first few hours, my mind is just catching up, you know, just thinking about everything, just trying to organize everything in my mind. But you know what? No matter how busy you are, or no matter how much is on your mind, you need to just stop and take a time each day and put everything else out of your mind and meditate on God's Word and focus on God's Word. And the more you memorize God's Word and learn it, it'll be with you throughout the day, even without trying. It'll just be popping into your mind all the time. It'll be coming to your mind. And those who memorize the Bible know that's true. I mean, throughout the day, verses are coming into your mind. It'll help you stay on the right path. David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." And so having God's word memorized is going to strengthen you throughout the day. It's going to come into your mind when you have a temptation. It's going to rebuke you right there and keep you on the right path. But no matter how busy you are, no matter how cluttered your mind is, you can do this. And so I would recommend, first of all, to start small. Start with an achievable goal. Start with a confidence builder, is what I call it. You know, something that you can do. Now, what I would recommend is and first of all, you got to get past this barrier in your mind of just memorizing verses. Now, memorizing verses is great, but you need to memorize chapters of the Bible. You know, you need to do something serious. Get the whole context. Get a whole portion of Scripture in your mind. And you say, wow, that's crazy, memorize a whole chapter. But you know what? It's not any harder than memorizing a verse. You just memorize another verse, and then another verse, and then another verse. And what you ought to do is decide to set a goal for 2011 of what you want to learn. You know, for example, there's 365 days in the year. How about learning one verse per day? And that's not an insane goal. That's not a crazy goal. If you just took 15, 20 minutes a day, you could easily memorize one verse per day. And then just review them as you go. And just learn a new verse, review it. This is what you could achieve. The whole book of Revelation. Practically. Because it's 404 verses. 365 verses, you'd be a few chapters away from the end. You could memorize the whole book of Hebrews and Philemon and 2 John. Done. Three books of the Bible in just this year if you would just learn one verse a day. And that's something that anybody can do. That's not something that's an extreme goal, or I'm not saying, you know, learn 10 verses every single day or something. You know, that would be hard. That would be really difficult to retain all that. But just one verse a day, but you got to have the dedication and the consistency to work on it and to do it. And you've got to love it. So here's what I say. Since God talked so much about loving it, He said, I love thy law, therefore it's my meditation. He said His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law that He meditate day and night. Here's my suggestion to you. Pick a part of the Bible that you love. I mean, let's face it. There are different chapters that certain people like more than others. You have certain favorite chapters, right? Certain parts that you really like more than others. You know, don't just maybe decide, you know, I'm going to start with the book of Leviticus. You know, I'm going to memorize the book of Leviticus. You know, that's, I mean, hey, if you're going to memorize the book of Leviticus, I think that's great. If you love the book of Leviticus, you know, and we obviously, don't get me wrong, we love the whole Bible. But let's face it, there are certain parts of the Bible that are more near and dear to your heart. I mean, who's got a favorite book? Put up your hand and tell me what your favorite book of the Bible is. What's your favorite book of the Bible?
Romans.
Corinthians.
James.
Genesis. What is it?
Job.
Chris Bodden?
Genesis.
James.
James,
yeah. So look, that's why you were bred. Sorry to leave you out there. Yeah, the book of Job. You know. Start with the part that you love. I mean, if that's your favorite book, then that's memorize that part. And here's the thing. If it's your favorite book, there's probably a lot of passages in it that you're probably already pretty familiar with. You know, you've read it over and over again, so it's not going to be that hard to memorize it. And if you love it, you're going to want to spend time in it. You're going to want to spend time memorizing it, learning it, whether it's Romans, James, whatever the case may be. Pick a book that you love. Pick a chapter that you love and just put it into your heart. Just let it become a part of you. And let me tell you something. You will understand the Bible in new ways that you've never imagined when you memorize the Bible. Honestly. I mean, it will open up so many things to you because there's something about memorizing where you're just going over and over and over each verse as you're learning it, over and over and over, and meditating on it, chewing on it, and digesting it, where you'll learn things in that verse that you've never seen. I mean, we just memorized a few months ago Genesis chapter 1, and of all the chapters where you think you've pretty much got a handle on it, you know, you pretty much think, oh, I know everything in Genesis 1, good night, I've heard that my whole life, I've read it 100 times. But yet, I learned several new things when I just memorized Genesis 1 a few months ago. All kinds of new things are jumping out at me. And the other thing is that the Bible tells, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. And a lot of people just tune this out right here about memorizing the Bible. But honestly, it's something that should be a part of your life. Even if it can't have a huge part in your life, God does say, thou shalt meditate. He did say these words, shall be in thy heart. That is a command of God. He does want us to learn the Bible. Look, if you would, at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The Bible explains here a little bit how to understand the Bible. It says in verse number 9, but as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So, God's Word is taught by whom? By the Holy Ghost, right? The Holy Ghost is our teacher when we read the Bible. And He says that the way that we're going to learn the Bible is through comparing spiritual things with spiritual. He didn't say comparing spiritual things like the Bible with a man-made book, like a commentary, you know, or some Bible philosophy book or a Bible dictionary. No, He said the best way to learn is let the Holy Ghost be your teacher, comparing spiritual with spiritual. And this is the only spiritual book that there is. This is the only book that was written by God. The rest of it's all written by man. Well, imagine how well you can compare spiritual things with spiritual. If you have part of the Bible memorized, if you have a chapter memorized, if you have a lot of verses memorized, if you have some books of the Bible memorized, Well, get this. Let's say, for example, you memorize the book of John. For example, you've got the whole book of John memorized. Well, think about it. When you read the rest of the Bible, when you're reading Matthew, every time you're reading Matthew, you've already got the whole book of John memorized. That's pretty easy to compare. You don't have to have two Bibles open in front of you, one in Matthew and one in John. No, John's up here. And you're reading through Matthew, you're going to notice every detail. You're going to notice every comparison and every contrast between the way John tells it and the way Matthew tells it. Of course, it's all God's Word. It's all through the Holy Spirit. But you can basically see comparisons and things that you would not normally put together. And when you read Mark, John is still in your mind. And you can compare those two in your mind. When you're reading Romans and 1st and 2nd Corinthians and Galatians, and you've got the book of John there as a reference point in your mind, you're comparing spiritual things with spiritual. You get to a verse, you say, oh, that reminds me of something from John. You know, and boom, the comparison's right there. That's going to help you understand the Bible. That's going to help you delve into things that you never would have noticed otherwise, unless you really dug in that deep and memorized the Bible. And so, memorizing the Bible is the best way to understand the Bible and all the other benefits that I mentioned. But what are some practical ways to understand or to memorize the Bible? Well, first of all, David said, "Thy commandments are ever with me." You know, in order to effectively memorize the Bible, you're going to have the Bible with you all the time. Because you're going to have to work on it throughout the day. He said, "I meditate in it night and day." And in order to effectively memorize, you have to have it with you. So here's why I recommend a pocket New Testament. And we've got a whole stack of them out there. They're free. We don't sell anything here. We don't make God's House a house of merchandise. We have all those New Testaments lined up out there. Grab one of those pocket New Testaments. If you don't have one, grab one on the way out. Stick that in your pocket. Stick it in your purse. Stick it in your lunchbox. Take that with you everywhere you go. Because you have so much dead time in your day that you probably don't even think about. Standing in line at the post office, standing in line at the bank, riding an elevator, waiting at lights and waiting at a red light, stuck in traffic. There are so many times that you just waste your time and you let your mind just wander. And an idle mind is the devil's workshop. And so instead of just letting your mind wander, instead of just sitting there doing nothing when you're waiting, and let's face it, you spend a lot of time in your life just waiting, just sitting around, waiting for the bus, you know, sitting in a classroom somewhere, sitting in a boring lecture somewhere, you know, sitting in church. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, you spend time just sitting around doing nothing. That's valuable time that you could be using to memorize a verse of the Bible or to review some verses, just to run through some verses real quick. And so what I do is I honestly don't usually take time to just sit down and memorize the Bible. Because I usually don't always have a lot of time like that to just sit down. And I'd love to just be able to sit down for hours. You know, we have the new baby, and the new baby just wants to be held all day long, 24/7. And we spoil the babies at that age. We just carry them all day long. And so, you know, one time that I do my Bible memory is when I'm holding the baby. You know, and she likes me to walk with her and kind of keep moving. You know, and so what I'll do, I'll just have a New Testament or a Bible in my hand, and I just walk around and just work on my Bible memorization while I'm holding the baby. Instead of just sitting there doing nothing, you know, I can multitask, hold the baby, and do Bible memory. When I'm driving down the road, I can quote a few verses. When I'm in the shower, I can quote a few verses. I mean, if you would find all the dead time in your day, you could use it to meditate on God's Word day and night. I mean, it wouldn't be that hard to just find some time. And a lot of times, I'll go to bed at night. I'm not sleepy right away. You know, I can quote through a few verses, review some things. There's so many times that you could use to do this without even having to take any time out of your schedule to really sit down and just dedicate it to this. You could just learn it throughout the day. You could just learn it as you go. So you've got to have it with you. So I recommend a pocket New Testament. The other thing I recommend is 3x5 cards. Just get a pack of 3x5 cards, write out the verses of the chapter that you're working on, keep them in your pocket. Now, when you're writing them out, I don't print them on the computer because when you're writing them out, you learn as you write. That kind of helps get it in your mind. So I like to actually write out a physical flashcard and then just stick them in my pocket. And just, let's say I'm an electrician. That's what I do for a living most of the time. I'm doing fire alarms and doing that kind of stuff. You know, let's say I've got to install something on the wall, like a horn strobe or something. I'll just pull out my card as I'm walking over to the place where I'm doing the wall. I'll just pop that out and just get one phrase. You know, I can't chant the whole verse in my mind right away because I haven't learned it yet. But I'll just get one phrase of that verse. Like, let's say I'm learning, for example, this verse that we were just in, 2 Corinthians. I'll go ahead and turn there. But that verse that we were learning in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Let's say I want to memorize 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Okay. And I get to 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and it says in verse number 1, "Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ." And that's I would just take one little part of that just to get me rolling. I would just say, "Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you." You know, and then I would just start doing my, you know, fire alarm bites. While I'm turning that screwdriver, I'm just repeating that over and over in my head. "Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you. Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you. Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you. Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you." And then I'll get the next part where it says, "By the meekness and gentleness of Christ." By the meekness and gentleness of Christ. And I'll quote that like just 300 times. Just while I'm going about menial tasks. You know, maybe you're doing the dishes, ladies, you know, or you're cooking, or maybe you're doing whatever. Just get that little phrase and just kind of just say it over and over again in your mind. And then move on just to the next phrase. And just take short little phrases. Because a lot of times you have to do other things with your mind. But it's pretty easy just to repeat a short little phrase. But you know, through this method, I have on some good days when my mind was really sharp, learned a whole chapter of the Bible. Just like that, just one little piece at a time. Spent my whole day doing fire alarm devices, just kind of quoting these little parts. And then on the drive home, I just kind of put it all together on the drive home, just kind of ran through it quickly. You can learn a lot of Bible. Like, who's done a method like this and it worked out pretty good for you? Yeah, a lot of hands are going up. You can do this. You know, and you just got to keep it with you. So you've got to have either 3x5 cards, or you can have perhaps pocket New Testament, or even the whole Bible if you got room for it. And then, you know, of course, today, since we're living in a technological age, you know, I've got my cell phone, has the whole Bible on it, you know? So I literally, you know, and this works good if you're in a dark place or something, you know, can't really pull out your New Testament. Like sometimes I'm holding the baby in the dark. She doesn't want the light to come on. So I got the baby right here. Just pull this out. Boom. Pull up any chapter of the Bible. And I just kind of put my thumb over it. You know, if I'm trying to quote it back and make sure I'm doing it right, I'll just kind of cover up the part that I'm trying to do and just go through it right here on my cell phone. Okay? You know, there's nothing wrong with using technology to read the Bible. It's fine. Because any tools that we can use, like the audio Bible, I've got the Bible on CD in my car that I listen to just to help me meditate on it day and night. I remember when Brother Dave first started coming to our church, you know, right away I got him on that audio Bible. I told him about it or gave it to him or he bought it or whatever. And he had Alexander Scorby reading the New Testament and reading the whole Bible. He just put that in his CD player and he just left it on all the time. And he just had the volume up, never turned it off. And he would just get in the car, and he had about a 25-minute drive to work every day and 20, 25 minutes back. He's getting 50 minutes of Bible every day without fail, without even picking, you know, and he did other reading where he would physically pick up a Bible and do the reading. But just right there, 45 minutes, because he just didn't listen to anything else. He just had a rule that my drive to work and my drive from work is a Bible time. And he would just get in that car. And he was able to go through the Bible over and over. I mean, 45 minutes a day, you're going to get through. You know, you're going to get the New Testament through in like a month. You're going to get the Old Testament through in about 4 more months. So you could go through the Bible 2 or 3 times a year just by using your commute time to listen to the Bible. Or if you don't have the CDs or if you don't listen to it on audio, you could spend that time quoting the Bible, memorizing the Bible, reciting back what you've learned. And so, reading the Bible is great, and we should still obviously pick up the book and read it. That's important too. But think about it. If you're listening to it on audio, or especially if you're memorizing it and quoting it back, you could literally spend hours in the Word of God every day. Not just a 15-minute sit down, read your Bible. I mean, you could spend hours in the Bible every day. Think about the knowledge that you're going to gain. Think about the understanding. Think about the spiritual blessings and the fullness of the Spirit of just memorizing and meditating in God's Word throughout the day. Just by taking some simple steps. Just having it always with you, like David said. Having the New Testament. Having the iPhone app or the Android. You know, I think this is an Android-based phone. So I have the Android Bible application. Or whatever. flashcards, whatever. And then, of course, I already mentioned just breaking it down into small parts. You know, just quoting just a small part at a time. You know, trying not to bite off too much more than you can chew. Pick chapters that you love. Pick parts of the Bible that you love. Pick something that's a reasonable goal. Pick something that's not too hard, like, oh, I've never memorized the Bible, but I'm going to memorize the whole book of Genesis, you know? That's a little bit of an extreme goal. I mean, it's doable, and if you're a veteran of Bible memory, hey, tackle it. You know, do the book of Genesis. It's very doable, 50 chapters. It's actually not a crazy goal at all. But if you're newer at this, get a confidence builder. You know, pick chapters that you're already pretty familiar with. And I was just talking to somebody about this recently, about Bible memory. And I was trying to encourage some friends of mine. I was really trying to motivate them on Bible memory. And I was really talking about how important this was. And thankfully, they took my advice, and they're doing some Bible memory. And I was just explaining how easy it is. And one of the things I recommended was, I said, hey, you probably practically know Psalm 23 anyway. You know, yeah, almost everybody could probably quote most of Psalm 23. Just because of it. I said, just get in there and memorize it and get it down pat. Get it down word for word. Just there's a chapter right there. You know, and I said Psalm 1. And this person took my advice and learned Psalm 1, learned Psalm 23, and just as a confidence builder, and then jumped into a big book in the New Testament. Said, yeah, piece of cake. You know, I can do this. One verse a day. Nothing to it. Or a couple verses a day, whatever you want to do. And so you've got to pick parts that you love, pick something easy, pick a small chapter, learn it, and then you could say, hey, I've memorized a whole chapter of the Bible. And by the way, that's more than a lot of pastors could say. I've run into a lot of pastors who've never even memorized one chapter of the Bible. I've run into a lot of pastors who don't even read their Bible, but, you know. That's why David said the sad statement that he said, I have more understanding than all my teachers, you know, because of thy words, my meditation. That's a sad thing, isn't it, when the person in the pew knows a lot more than the person behind the pulpit, you know. But try to pass me up on Bible memory, I'm down, you know, I'm game. You may be able to beat me at ping pong, as we saw at the Watch Night service. But yeah, no, I'm just kidding. But anyway, the point is, if you could get one chapter under your belt, that'd be a great achievement. I mean, wouldn't that be a good achievement? Hey, I memorized a whole chapter of the Bible. That'll build your confidence. Because if you can memorize one chapter, you can memorize two. You know, and then, so number one, break through the mental barrier here. Because a lot of people have an I can't mentality.
That's right.
And it's the I can that makes a great man. I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. And so, you know, if you've never memorized a verse, memorize one verse, okay? There's your first barrier that you break through, okay? But break through the barrier of a chapter that's too much, I can't handle that. Pick a chapter that you're familiar with, that you love, that's not super duper long. You know, maybe not Psalm 119 as your first chapter. Pick a chapter with 20 verses in it, 25 verses, something like that. Get that whole chapter under your belt. And then move to a small book of the Bible, something like James. You know, something like Philippians, something like Jude. Well, Jude's only one chapter, so. But something like Philippians, James, you know, something around that neighborhood. That's first book of 1 John. And learn that to build your confidence, and then you can move up to a big book. And my mind just slipped. I wanted to bring up an illustration about somebody that I know. But I can't remember who that was. I was going to give a good illustration about somebody who learned a lot of Bible. But, you know, my friend Jason Hempstead, I remember years and years ago, he's pastoring now in Iowa. He's doing a great job. His church is really doing well, and he started the church from scratch. I remember back when in college days, I talked to him about this and got him memorizing the book of Proverbs. He chose Proverbs because, again, it's his favorite book. It was a book that he liked. He learned Proverbs. He learned half the book of Proverbs in like less than a year. And he, when he first started learning, he called his mom and said, Mom, I memorized Proverbs 1 through 5. And she was really proud of him because she thought he memorized verses 1 through 5. You know, she was really proud. Well, that's great, son. You know, he's like, no, Mom, I remember, you know, you learned 5 verses of the Bible. He's like, no, I learned 5 chapters. You know, I memorized Proverbs chapters 1 through 5. You know, because we have these barriers in our mind where we think, oh, that's impossible. Nobody can do that. But he did it like it was nothing. I mean, he did it in less than a year. 15 chapters of the book of Proverbs like it was nothing. Why? Because God has given us a mind and ability. And they say that you only use, what, 5% of your brain or something? Isn't that what they say? Like, you use like 10% of your brain? 5%. The rest of it, you're rotting in front of the TV. But you only use 5% of your brain. You know what that tells me? It tells me God has given us the capacity we need to do a lot more than what we're doing. You know, I've always wondered that with evolution, too. Like, why did we evolve all this brain that we don't use? You know, that doesn't make any sense, right? But the thing is, God has given us all this capacity. We're only using 5% of it. So maybe you just need to strengthen your brain a little bit. And I've noticed that through memorizing the Bible, you'll get better at memorizing the Bible. Like, when you first start, you might struggle with it. But you'll get better at it. You'll learn tips. You'll learn tricks. You'll get better at it. And it will come more naturally to you the more that you do it. So you just have to ask yourself, do you want everything you do to prosper? Do you want to bring forth fruit as a Christian? Or do you want to be unfruitful? You know, do you want to bring forth fruit? Do you want to be planted like a tree planted by the rivers of water? Or do you want to be the one who's in church for a little while and then we start asking, oh, where's so-and-so? I haven't seen them in a while. You know, they weren't rooted, they weren't planted, they weren't grounded. Do you want to have good success? Do you want God to make your way prosperous? All of these things are contingent upon whether or not you meditate on God's Word day or night. And so I would encourage you to take this year, and you know, I don't care what you did in 2010 or if you failed at it, you know, just start out in 2011, you got a fresh year, it's only the second day of January right here. You can start out from scratch and just maybe look at how many days there are in the year, 365 days. And, you know, maybe you just want to do a verse every other day if you feel that's like all you can do, you know. Or even just a verse a week. You could learn 52 verses. I mean, that's still something. But if you could do one verse a day, 365 verses, I mean, you could learn about New Testament chapters. The average New Testament chapter is about 30 verses. You can learn 12 chapters of the Bible this year. And by the way, my son Solomon, who's in the service tonight, he's 9 years old. When he was five years old, he had the entire book of Ecclesiastes memorized, which is 12 chapters. And it's 12 heavy-duty chapters. It's not exactly Hop on Pop by Dr. Seuss. I mean, when he was, it was kind of funny, too, looking at this five-year-old boy as he says, I communed with mine own heart, saying, lo, I have come to great estate, and have gotten more riches than all they that have been before me in Jerusalem. Yea, my heart had great experience of wisdom and knowledge. And I gave my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. I perceived that this also is vexation of spirit. Okay, at five, he quoted the whole book to me and made no mistakes. 12 chapters in a row in one sitting. Okay, and it was a lot of work, and I give my wife most of the credit because she spent most of the time teaching him. I taught him some other chapters before that, but she went through it verse by verse with him and taught him the book of Ecclesiastes, and I'm sure she learned it in the process. You know, I'm teaching it to him, so I'm sure she memorized it in the process. But it was amazing to see how he was able to quote this at age five. And then you're going to tell me, and this is what people will try to tell, well, kids are better. You're going to tell me that a five-year-old has more capacity to learn that than an adult? I don't believe that. I think adults hide behind that and say, oh, Bible memory is kid stuff. That stuff's for kids. I don't see how that's for kids. Oh, it's easy for kids to learn. They're like a sponge. No, it's easier for adults to learn. It's just adults don't want to learn. Adults think they know everything, they don't need it, or they blow it off. If an adult would put in the work, they could easily learn Ecclesiastes too. I'm sure my wife learned it, you know, as she taught it to him. And so take it seriously tonight and decide, you know, what am I going to do? What are my goals? And you've got to, and I'll tell you this, I've tried a lot of Bible memory stuff over the years, and I've found a system that works because I've got a lot of Bible memorized and I'm able to retain it. And I've found a system that works. And let me tell you some of the pitfalls and some of the mistakes I made in the past. One of the mistakes is that when you memorize a chapter of the Bible, you'll want to quote it every single day so that you don't forget it. That is a mistake. Because, for example, the first book that I memorized, the first complete book I memorized was the book of Habakkuk. And then I memorized the book of Joel. And those are just three chapters each. And I memorized it when I was about 18. And when I was 18, I would quote those books every day because I didn't want to forget them, you know, so I wanted to keep them fresh. So I'd quote them every day. I quoted them every day for about 2 months. But then I just got burned out on it because I was just quoting every day the same book after 2 months. Then I went about a month or so without quoting it. And then I tried to quote them again and I made all kinds of mistakes. I couldn't remember it anymore. But see, now I've learned a better system for it. What you've got to do is slowly transfer the verses from your short-term memory to your long-term memory. So, you start out saying it every day, of course, because you just learned it. I say it every day for 1 week. I spent 7 days of just quoting it once per day. Let's say I learned, you know, 2 Corinthians 10. I'm going to quote it every day for a week. But then after that, I quote it once a week for a month. And then after that, I quote it once a month forever. Because you have to quote something about once a month to remember it. And I can tell you about many, many books of the Bible that I have had memorized for several years now, and that I only quote once a month. I just quote them once a month, and I can quote them word perfect and stay up on them. And think about this. How long does it take to quote one chapter of the Bible once a month? 3 or 4 minutes? 5 minutes? So 5 minutes a month to maintain a chapter of the Bible. And a lot of you have participated with us when we memorize the chapters as we go in the bulletin, but you've let them slip, right? And it's frustrating, you know, to go back and relearn it. You know, you put all that work into it. What you've got to do when you learn something like Matthew 28, just quote it every day for a week, quote it every week for a month, and then just set a day, write it down, and quote it once a month forever, and you will remember that chapter for the rest of your life. And you'll get sharper and sharper at it, even just quoting it once a month. Maybe your mind works a little bit different. You might have to go from weekly to bi-weekly and then to monthly, whatever. But you've got to phase it out into that stage. And a lot of these chapters that I do every month, if I go 2 or 3 months, I usually don't quite lose it, as long as I'm most of the time doing it once a month, once a month, once a month. So one of the pitfalls is don't overdo it, as in quoting the same chapter every day for months and months and months. Because then it's going to stay in your short-term memory. Because your mind, the way your mind works, it just says, oh, I only need to remember this short-term because I quote this every day. You've got to get it into your long-term memory. Okay, so that it's really deep down in your heart to where you can bring it back a month later without missing a word, without missing a beat. But another pitfall that I've run into is not writing things down. You know, you've got to write it down. You've got to have a chart. You know, and I've used different charts through the years, but you've got to make some kind of a chart that says, you know, this is what I'm memorizing today, this is what I need to quote back, this, and then check it off and work on it so that you don't just kind of think, oh, what is it I'm supposed to, how much do I remember? I mean, when you get to the point where you have hundreds of chapters memorized, you know, you're not going to remember, okay, which one, how long has it been since I've quoted this again? You know, so you got to write it down. Write down a goal. Let's say you want to do the book of James. You know, a few people said that was their favorite book. You know, say, okay, January 1st is James 1:1. You know, January 2nd is James 1:2. And write that down somewhere on a chart. You know, the date and the verse, and then check them off. Check them off. And, you know, it's only the second, so just get a little caught up for the last couple of days. Check them off. Check them off as you go. Check them off. Then when you finish that chapter, you know, write down, okay, I need to quote James 1 every day for a week. Every day for a week. Every day, and then every week for a month. Every week for a month. Every month forever. It's doable. You've just got to put in a little bit of work, a little bit of effort, but the payoff is so worth it. And if you're a young man and you want to preach someday, this is going to revolutionize your preaching. I mean, this is going to give your preaching so much more depth, because your understanding of the Bible is going to have more depth. Also, while you're preaching, God's Spirit will bring all kinds of verses to your remembrance, and you won't even have to turn there. You won't even have maybe time to turn there. While you're preaching, things will pop into your mind. You just quote them. You just say it. You're out soul winning. You're giving somebody the gospel, and they're not understanding something about the gospel. They're not getting it. Boom. Verses are popping into your mind from places in the Bible that you have memorized. And so this is important, and I hope that we as a church will be a church that knows the Bible. We don't want to be a church just filled with ignorant people who just say, well, I believe so-and-so because that's what Pastor Anderson says, and that's what it says on the invitation to our church that we believe, or, you know, Pastor Anderson told me that. I don't really know why. I want this church to be a church where not just the guy behind the pulpit knows what he's talking about. What I like about our church is that even today, you know, the people in the pew know what they're talking about. It's good to be able to talk to people who know what they believe. They know why they believe it. They know God's Word. You say, well, I'm never going to be a preacher. You still need to know God's Word. You say, well, I'm a lady. You need to know God's Word. You need to teach your children. You need to be filled with the Spirit. It's going to help you live your life. It's going to keep you from sin. It's going to help you do the right things. And so this is not just for certain people. It's for everybody. And I know plenty of people who are never going to be a pastor, and they never desire to be a pastor, but they've memorized a lot of Bible, and it's helped them in their life. It's helped their Christian life be more successful. And so let's take heed to this. Let's meditate in God's Word. And if you need any help with this, you know, talk to me or somebody else who can help you get set up with a good plan on this. But I think you've got the tools. You know, memorize God's Word. Learn the Bible. There's nothing more important, according to God, that's going to be an element to our success in the Christian life of just getting God. That's where the power is. God created this whole world with His Word, and His Word is powerful. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Father, please just help every